This is KUT. If you've paid attention to the results of this year's presidential election, you've probably heard a lot about the Electoral College. It's how Donald Trump was elected president, even though he lost the national vote by more than 2 million votes. But most of us don't know exactly what the Electoral College is, or why we have it. KUT's Ashley Lopez tries to explain it all.
If you ask folks what they think the Electoral College is, these are the kind of answers you might get.
Do you know what the Electoral College is?
No, what is that? Can you explain that to me?
Yeah.
I know that its original intent was to protect us in ways so that it was more of a representative government.
I don't really quite understand it. It's I know that people are chosen to put their final votes in for the president.
That's Tara Waters, Kate Sullivan, and Carol Fly. In case you're in the Tara Waters camp, the Electoral College is this old system we have in place for making sure the views of rural states aren't drowned out by big cities. Instead of winning the most votes nationwide, a candidate has to win 270 electoral votes. States have as many electoral votes as they have congressional members. So if candidate X wins the popular vote in your state, it's expected that candidate X will get those electoral votes. Waters, a Democrat here in Austin, says the system makes her feel like her vote doesn't matter.
Well, this is a Republican state. So, you know, with that being said, I believe that that's the way it was going to go anyway. And how I really honestly feel about it is that, you know, it was fixed before, I feel like it was fixed before voting even started, you know?
As you can imagine, this sentiment can affect turnout. In fact, according to data compiled by NPR following the election, swing states had higher voter turnout this year, while states like Texas had among the lowest turnout in the country. It was fifth from the bottom, actually. Rob Ritchie with Fair Vote says part of the reason this happens is because the Electoral College makes some votes less valuable to campaigns.
They actually don't really care in, you know, 35 states or so, right? So they certainly aren't lifting a finger to encourage participation beyond generic mentioning it on a national media appearance or so on.
So I asked Kate Sullivan, who isn't a Republican but lives in this very Republican state, why she even votes in presidential elections.
Well, there are still local elections that are important, and then congressional elections. So that's the primary reason that I vote.
Rob Ritchie with Fair Vote says that's the message voters need to hear every 4 years when they're mulling over whether it's worth voting.
It is true that in a lot of states, you know, the congressional race isn't very close and the Senate race isn't very close. And, you know, your state legislative race might not be contested or something, but there's usually something.
Ritchie and his group think changing the electoral process altogether will make the biggest difference in getting voters to the polls. Right now, Fair Vote is encouraging states to pass laws that would require electors to give their votes to the winner of the national popular vote, no matter how the state votes. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.